Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Just imagine right now that you're sitting in Memorial Stadium at the University of Minnesota. It's a crisp, bright afternoon. All around you are the loyal fans of those famous Golden Gophers. There's plenty of excitement in the air as Bernie Berman's team lines up for the kickoff. And there it is! Yes, that's the picture thousands of fans are enjoying this fall. But there's one thing that a good many of them won't realize. The preparations for these games began weeks and weeks ago before many of us were even thinking of football. All summer long, these boys worked hard to get in tip-top physical shape. They're taught the value of good, hard training. And if you were playing on the Minnesota squad this year, one of the first things you would have learned from Bernie Behrman would be the importance of training. And training hard 365 days out of the year. Just listen to what he has to say about it. Here are his exact words. One mighty important thing every football player should know is that training helps build champions. Now, if you've got natural ability and if you've got your mind made up that you're going to go places in sports, take my advice. Start following Jack Armstrong's year-round personal training rules right away. One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Now, just listen to what Bernie Bierman has to say about Jack Armstrong's rule number three. He says, I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. One that delivers lots of food, energy, and nourishment like that famous breakfast of champions. Wheaties with milk and fruit make a swell dish for training. Now, that's a mighty strong recommendation from one of the greatest football coaches in the country. A man who knows his facts on training. Why not take Coach Bierman's advice? Get down to business right away and train Jack Armstrong's way. That means a big breakfast of champions with all the whole wheat goodness of Wheaties for you tomorrow morning and every morning. Ask Mother to stock up on Wheaties for you the very next time she shops. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. The schooner Spindrift is still fighting away through a half gale in the Pacific. Black, ugly clouds are scudding overhead, and the angry waves rush at the little craft as though to engulf her. Another schooner, with all her sails down and running under power, has mysteriously changed her course astern of the Spindrift and is overhauling her. But there is consternation aboard the Spindrift. Blackbeard has just rescued Jack when he was swept overboard by a huge wave. And now, when they are safely on board again, Billy discovers that the amazing Moro ring is missing from Jack's finger. Listen.
It's gone, Billy. And I know I had the ring on when I was washed overboard. Don't you remember, Betty? We were talking about it.
Of course you had it on, Jack. We were talking about how it gave out that green fire in the dark. And you and Uncle Jim had just figured out the secret of that green light and why Dr. Chapatto and his gang were so anxious to get it.
Jack didn't slip the ring off and give it to you, did he, Uncle Jim? Before he went forward to help Blackbeard with the fossil?
No, Billy, he didn't.
But, Uncle Jim, we've got to get that ring. Why, it may make all the difference in the world after we get to the Sulu Sea.
The ring slipped off your finger while you were overboard, Jack. It's lost to the world for all time. If it's still on the boat, we can find it.
Say, where's Blackbeard? He went forward in the forecastle just before that wave broke. Oh, for a moment, I thought I'd have to go overboard after him.
Once overboard in the gale is enough, Jack. Next time, I'll keep in and let that schooner behind pick you up.
She is overhauling us, isn't she? I wonder why.
If you ask me, I'd say she wants company. After all, the Pacific's an awfully big, lonely place with these big waves trying to swallow all of us.
Maybe she will feel safer in our company. After all, she must have a diesel engine driving her. Well, we've got to keep up some sail if we want to keep going.
Did the ring fit very tightly, Jack? Could it have slipped off while you were overboard?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe it would have slipped off by itself. Then you don't think that maybe Blackbeard... All I remember is being swallowed up by a million waterfalls and being sucked down and down and down. And then I was suddenly able to breathe, and Blackbeard was keeping me afloat.
Then Blackbeard could have slipped the ring off your finger.
Yes, I suppose he could have. But I sort of hate to think that
Jack,
he
do you really suppose that that was all Blackbeard wanted to save you for? Well, I was thinking how brave he was, and what a wonderful thing he did.
It was a brave and wonderful thing, Betty. When he went over after me, I'll bet he wasn't even thinking of the wreck. That's the funny thing about Blackbeard. He'll double-cross you, and he can't tell the truth even when he talks in his sleep. But he doesn't know the meaning of fear.
You're right, Jack. But once he was overboard, and while he was keeping you afloat, if he noticed the ring on your finger, then why, of course he'd take it.
Why, sure he would. After all, that's why he stowed away on this boat, to steal the ring and the chart. Billy, you're right. Blackbeard must have the ring.
That's why he left so quickly and went to the forecastle to put it in a safe place. Don't you think so, Uncle Jim?
Well, that's not so all along. That's why I wasn't too excited when you discovered the ring was gone. If Blackbeard has it, we'll get it away from him.
Let's get it from him now. Come on, Billy.
Okay, Jack. Uncle Jim, can you handle things on deck while we give Blackbeard the once-over?
Why, sure, Billy. With Betty here to lend a hand. But be careful now. Watch your step as you go forward. And don't try any rough stuff with Blackbeard.
We'll be careful, Uncle Jim. And you'd better keep an eye on that schooner astern. She's getting pretty close. Come on, Billy.
Jack, if Blackbeard has that ring now, it's going to take dynamite to blast it from him.
Then we'll use dynamite. Hang on, here's a big wave coming aboard.
Okay. Oh. Hey. Well, I won't have to take a bath for a year.
Well, here we are, Jack.
Oh, gosh, that forecastle hatch is stuck.
Hey, let me help, Billy.
There we are.
Okay.
Look, there's Blackbeard. He hasn't changed his clothes yet.
Why, riddle my royals, if it isn't Jack and Billy. How do you feel, Jack, after your swim?
Why, I'm all right, Blackbeard. And thanks a million for pulling me out. That took lots of nerve.
Well, forget it, lad, forget it.
I know it seems awfully ungrateful, Blackbeard, after what you did, but... Well, I had that ring on when I went overboard, and it's gone now.
Why, Jack, that's too bad. And you suppose it slipped off and went down to Davy Jones' locker?
No, Blackbeard. We don't think it slipped off. We think you got it.
Why, blow my binnacle, Jack. Here, go through my pockets. Search me. Search my bunk. Search my clothes.
No, thanks. If you want us to search your pockets, the ring's not there. It's somewhere else.
Boy, you hurt me to the quick, Jack. But I'll tell you what. I'll go on deck and lend your Uncle Jim a hand with the ship. And you and Billy can look around just as much as you like. When you're through, you'll tell old Blackbeard you're sorry. I'll be a-going now.
Jack, do you suppose that he didn't take the ring?
He must have, Billy. But he's just doggone sure of his hiding place, that's all. It's here somewhere. We've got to find it.
Oh, gosh, there are a million places where he could hide a small thing like a ring.
Well, let's try it this way. Suppose you'd rush down here to hide that ring and you knew you only had a minute or two. Where would you hide it?
Why, this little door goes forward to the chain locker. I think I'd try to hide it in there.
I think I would, too. Let's look there. Slip through.
Holy smokes, it's awful dark in here. Wait till I find that switch.
Now, that wouldn't help. The generator isn't running.
Well, I've got some matches in a watertight box, Jack. Here. There, it lights. Oh, good. Here's our candle supply, Jack. I'll light one.
There are a lot of places where he could hide that ring. All these coils of lines, spare canvas, sea anchor, cable, blocks, lanterns. Gee whiz, Billy, it'll take us a day to look through everything.
Well, we'll have to follow your plan, Jack. Now, where would you hide the ring if you had to in a hurry?
Well, it's hard to say. There's so many places. I might put it in one of the coils of lines, or in the bottom of a lantern, almost anywhere. Where would you put it, Billy?
Search me. I might roll it up in some of that spare canvas or slip it under a floorboard. I might even dunk it in a can of grease.
We've got to search everything in this chain locker, Billy. And we need a good light. I'll go back and start the generator so we can switch on the electric light.
Okay, Jack. Then I'll stay right here and keep looking around. You better keep Blackbeard on deck.
I'll do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put out your candle.
It's all right. Where did I light it again?
Gosh, you'll crown your head on a stanchion in this darkness.
Wait a minute, Billy. Look. What's that? Where, Jack? I can't see a thing in the dark.
Look, that spot of green light. Over your head and forward.
Why, it looks like a dragon's eye. Jack, that can't be the ring, can it?
It must be. We couldn't notice it in the light, but look how it shines in the darkness. Can you reach up there, Billy?
I'll try, Jack. Yeah, here it is, Jack. I've got it. Why, we'd never have found it if we hadn't seen it shine that way, Jack. Blackbeard sure put it in a tough place.
I'll say he did. But he forgot one thing, that it shines in darkness. Give it to me, Billy, and I'll put it back in the strong box.
And you'd better keep it there, Jack. Say, let's not tell Blackbeard.
We won't. We'll let him think it's still there until he goes to look for it. I bet he'll be fit to chew a marlin spike. Let's go up on deck.
Okay, Jack. Say, look, Jack. That schooner is getting mighty close to us.
I wonder what she's up to. Billy, look at Blackbeard. Behind Uncle Jim and Betty. What's he trying to do? Jump off the stern?
What is he doing anyway?
Billy, he's signaling that schooner. See his flashlight? He's signaling that schooner while Uncle Jim can't see him.
Jumping, Jiminy, that's just what he's doing. But why?
Don't you see? There's only one thing it can mean. Some of Dr. Shapiro's gang are on that schooner. That's their boat, Billy. They're following us.
We'd better kill Uncle Jim right away. Come on.
Careful, Billy. I'll go overboard now.
Gosh, and be picked up by that gang on the schooner? Not me.
Here we are. Uncle Jim.
Yes, Jack?
Don't tell Blackbeard, but we found the ring.
Great work, Jack. Where was it?
It doesn't matter. But here's something that does matter. Blackbeard signaling the schooner astern of us with a flashlight.
What's that, Jack? Why, so he is.
But, Uncle Jim, why should Blackbeard want to signal land?
It's only too plain, Betty.
Don't you see, Betty? That schooner is manned by some of Shapiro's gang.
That must be it, Betty. Why, I'll bet you that Lazaro himself is aboard her.
Very likely, Billy.
But what can I do?
Well, what can't they do, Betty? They wouldn't hesitate to board us, steal a chart and a ring, and then sink the ship.
I don't think they'd sink us. Not unless they had to get the ring and the chart. But they certainly wouldn't hesitate at an act of piracy.
We can make it plenty tough for them if they try that.
They're probably equipped for anything, Billy. But I don't think things are as bad as that. They can't possibly try to board us tonight. Why, in this storm, the two boats have crashed together and foundered. No, they'll wait until tomorrow when the storm dies down.
Then we'll have our chance after dark to slip away.
That's just what we'll do, Jack. They'll try to stick to us, but it's going to be black as ink tonight. We'll make Blackbeard stay below, and we won't show a light.
But, Uncle Jim, won't they know our course?
Not on your life, Betty. We'll change our course after dark and bear due south. We'll stay off the regular course all the way to Honolulu.
We'd better make sure we're a long ways off by daybreak, Uncle Jim. Can't we hoist the foresail and pick up speed tonight?
It's a mighty tough blow to be running under three sails, Jack, even when they're reefed. But maybe we'd better chance it. Anything is better than running the risk of being spotted at daybreak. Blackbeard?
Aye, Captain Fairfield.
Don't you think you've signaled that ship long enough?
Why, spiteless vinegar, Captain Fairfield. Why, you don't think...
No, I don't think, Blackbeard. I know. Give me that flashlight and go forward. Get ready to run up the foresail.
The foresail, Captain Fairfield? You aren't going to run up more sail in this gale, are you?
You heard me.
Well, that line... You'll pull the sticks right out of her.
Up for the foresail, Blackbeard. And if we found her, we'll all go down to Davy Jones' locker together. Step lively.
Well, shiver my timbers. Uncle Jim and Jack are going to crowd sail on their schooner and ride the gale out. But will they be able to get away from that diesel schooner in the night? And if they do... what will they find waiting for them when they reach Honolulu? You can bet that Dr. Shapata will be somewhere around. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow to another adventure in the mystery of the luminous Moro Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, will you do something for me within the next 3 minutes? Okay. Will you remind Mother to be sure and put the word Wheaties right at the top of her shopping list for tomorrow? You'll be mighty glad you did, because a package of those toasted whole wheat flakes parked on the breakfast table in the morning means one of the swellest tasting breakfasts in the world for you. Wheaties pack a flavor wallop that's, well, you discovered for yourself tomorrow morning.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land.